Hey. Bradley Schrobner, her little Thursday thunder coming at you. Last Thursday of December, I'm in... Oh, I actually forgot. I was going to say Ratatouille, which that would be a terrible French joke. I'm in a town, Remusel. I'm not sure. It's near Gimaux in France. I've got the end of the year wrap up here. I'm going to give you a little walking tour of this town. We've got some citrus trees. We've got a little pond. I'm just going to give you a little walking tour because this has been a delightful visit to the south of France. We've got another week here. And I just wanted to take you through it. And I'm going to walk through these little streets with you just for a few minutes to let you enjoy the scenery here and let you enjoy the end of 2024. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about what 2025 might bring. There's our cafe we're going to, where I think we just ordered stuff, although I didn't understand half of what he was saying. My French is pretty good, but when it comes to dried fruits and crepe without flour. Hey, so I'd like to hear more about your year. How is 2024 for you? What's 2025 looking like? How are you? Well, I'm going to let you enjoy the scenery too. You don't have to listen to me. Here we go. I'm going to see. All right. Maybe you can help me get back to where I started. See how this thing works out. Ooh, I got to turn off one thing. No, I don't. Oh, there's been a lot of cute little Christmas ornaments. Little trees. What was your 2024 like? How'd it go? How's your 2025 looking? How are you feeling about it? Feeling good? You excited? You scared? You nervous? You can't wait to be done with 2024? You're looking for some 2025 and what that's going to bring? I'm looking forward to 2025. 2024 was good. I remember because 2023 was bad. And 2024 was good, and I want 2025 to be great. I'm going to save those people my blabbering. So how can I help you? So here's a weird way to phrase that. How can I help you help me help you? And help might be a weird word because I don't really like the word help because it sounds like I know better or something. And I don't know better. I'm just some guy. But I know a couple things and you know a couple things. And how can we make those couple things work out so that you enjoy your year and you prosper in your year? Okay, that's a dead end. Look at this. Is this just gorgeous? I mean, where are we? I'm going to say something and I'm going to regret it, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm American and I'm allowed to, and I'm allowed to make fun of myself. So I grew up in California and we went to Las Vegas quite a bit growing up. Even as a kid, and yes, I'd go to Circus. In Vegas, it's kind of like the Epcot Center in Florida, if you're familiar with that, where they sort of created this entire world, fake world, you know, representative of other places in the world. And sometimes here, like, look at these narrow streets. It's almost like, how can this be real, right? I say, as an American, right? How can this be real and the little door there, and how does... I mean, look at this. Okay, I'm never going to see these people. I have no offense, number 33 and number 35, but it's like, you got to be really small to fit in that door. It's just quaint and cute and beautiful, and I love it. Afrique. And then there's little alleyways, and where do they go? And that's somebody's house. There's plots everywhere. By the way, they take their siesta seriously. You know what I'm going to do in 2025? I'm going to take my siesta seriously. I'm going to relax. I'm going to rejuvenate. I'm going to revitalize. I'm going to re-energize. I'm going to make sure that I'm taking care of myself so that I can take care of you. I'm a huge proponent of the oxygen mask principle, where you take care of yourself first so that, see the Santa, where you take care of yourself first so that you can help your fellow passenger, you know, maybe your child or your neighbor or whoever. There's the ocean, or not the ocean, I guess it's Mediterranean. Over there, I can't see it, is Saint-Tropez. All right, I'm gonna see if I can go up this way. I'll give you a little more tour. No, you know what? It's more fun over there. What if I just shut up for a minute and I'm gonna let you enjoy the tour? and think about your 2024 and how your 2025 can be even better. And if you've got ideas from me, which way did I come from? If you got ideas for me, what would you like to hear from me? What would you like to see from me? What format would you like? Would you like video, audio, books, articles, podcasts, audiobooks? Oh, there's the name of the town. That's the town I'm in. Oh, I'm back. All right, quaint little place. You know? Here's a thought for 2025. Enjoy. You know, and I listen to a lot of audiobooks and podcasts, and I take a lot of courses, I read a lot of books. And yet, like the gurus I listen to, you know, a lot of them often say, you know, the answer is within. The answers lie within. So what if I've got two more minutes? I'm just going to leave you with it. And I'm going to let you, if you're still watching this, if you're still listening to this, let 2024 sink in. Just take a minute and think about what worked, what didn't, what you could do better. All right, here we go. Hey, here's my number. What if you were quiet until you saw something that was yours, it just felt like yours, and you thought, that's me. That's who I am, number 17. I was quiet for a minute there, and I saw it. It came to me. A fountain somewhere. What do you think? Not a bad idea, huh? Listen to your heart, to your gut, to your mind. Car coming up the hill. I don't know what you need. You know what you need. It's the good news and the bad news. So on that note, I'm going to sign off for this final Thursday Thunder of 2024. I wish you the best. I look forward to seeing you in 2025. Bye for now.